www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com Hypocrites say that family ties are what matter, but Allah reveals in the Quran that it is the ties of faith that matter. Allah reveals in the Quran that believers should be respectful, affectionate, and loving toward their parents, and commands them to be protective toward and watch over their relatives. A pure believer is kind, affectionate, and full of love and respect of his family and everyone, expecting no reward for being so. However, in the event that any one of his family or his relatives tries to prevent him having faith in Allah, following the Prophet peace be upon him, or living by religious moral values, then of course he will obey Allah's command and turn his back on the person seeking to divert him from Allah's path. It is revealed in one verse that, "Say, if your fathers or your sons or your brothers or your wives or your tribe or any wealth you have acquired or any business you fear may slump or any house which pleases you are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His way, then wait until Allah brings about His command. Allah does not guide people who are deviators." Surah At-Tawbah 24. As revealed in the verse, nothing is finer and more valuable for a pure believer than Allah, His Messenger, and striving on Allah's path. But hypocrites' criteria and values are based on self-interest, rather than the Quran. This comes out in their familial relations, as in their relations with everyone else. The family is not a holy and sacred concept for the hypocrite, but somewhere that will help him strive, provide him with opportunities, and make material means available. To put it another way, it is a gateway to income. Therefore, the reason why hypocrites regard family ties as important in their own eyes is self-interest. They imagine that their brothers, spouses, parents, or other relatives among believers will regard this bond as important. The fact is, however, that Allah has revealed that the important bond for believers and His approval is that of faith. In concentrating on family ties, hypocrites do this not because they really love their families, would be prepared to make sacrifices for them, or would watch over and protect them, but out of self-interest. When there is no hope of personal gain, they never think of their familial ties, brothers, or parents. Indeed, it is revealed in the Quran that when faced with the torment of the hereafter, they will willingly give up their children, parents, and all they love in order to save themselves. The bonds between believers and their families are honestly based on love of Allah and His approval. The believer is warm, full of love, protective, loyal, and altruistic toward his family, as he is toward all those who have faith. A devout believer will never even say, "Ugh," to his parents. In addition, as required by Allah's command, if one of the members of his family tries to turn him from Allah's path, or pressurizes him to engage in idolatry, he will never heed that person, even if it is his mother or father. Indeed, by citing examples from the lives of the prophets, it is revealed in the Quran that throughout the course of history, true believers have always left their spouses, children, or parents for not believing in Allah, for not living by the moral values of the deen, for engaging in denial, or for being hypocrites. For example, the Prophet Abraham alayhi salam fell out with his father. Abraham would not have asked forgiveness for his father, but for a promise he made to him. And when it became clear to him that he was an enemy of Allah, he renounced him. Abraham was tender-hearted and forbearing. Surat At-Tawbah 114. He said, "Do you forsake my gods, Abraham? If you do not stop, I will stone you." "Keep away from me for a good long time," he said. "Peace be upon you. I will ask my Lord to forgive you. He has always honored me. I will separate myself from you and all you call upon besides Allah, and I will call upon my Lord. It may well be that in calling on my Lord, I will not be disappointed." Surah Maryam 46-48. The Prophet Noah, alayhi salam, falls out with his son. Noah called out to his Lord and said, "My Lord, my son is one of my family, and your promise is surely the truth, and you are the justest of judges." Surah Hud 45. He said, "Noah, he is definitely not of your family. He is someone whose action was not righteous. Do not, therefore, ask me for something about which you have no knowledge. I admonish you lest you should be among the ignorant." Surah Hud 46. The Prophets Noah alayhi salam and Lot alayhi salam fall out with their wives. Allah has made an example for those who are unbelievers, the wife of Noah and the wife of Lot. They were married to two of our servants who were righteous, but they betrayed them and were not helped at all against Allah. They were told, "Enter the fire along with all who enter it." Surat At-Tahrim 10. Allah commands people in the Quran not to take those who seek to turn them from Allah's path as guides, and to turn away from them, even if they are their parents, brothers, or children. We have instructed man to honor his parents, but if they endeavor to make you associate with me something about which you have no knowledge, do not obey them. It is me you will return, and I will inform you about things you did. Surat Al-Ankabut 8. You who believe, do not befriend your fathers and brothers if they prefer disbelief to faith. Those among you who do befriend them are wrongdoers. Surat At-Tawbah 23. You who believe, some of your wives and children are an enemy to you, so be wary of them. Surat At-Taghabun 14. You will not find people who believe in Allah and the Last Day having love for anyone who opposes Allah and His Messenger. Though they be your fathers, their sons, their brothers, or their clan. Surat Al-Mujadala 22.